We're halfway home. We reach the halfway point of the 2014 regular high school football season and welcome you into a new edition of Central Region Now. Let's go. Some teams enjoying a fruitful and enjoyable Friday night will wake up sore, but it'll be a good sore on Saturday. Others, on the other hand, not so much. Looking ahead to see what mountains they must climb, what obstacles they must overcome as we go into the second half of the regular season. Well, there was a big upset tonight in Central Region football, but we'd be remiss if we didn't start with the fact that the streak has finally come to an end. Our number one team in the WHAN radio NBC 12 top 10 poll, winners of 33 straight games, the Skyhawks of LC Bird, fell tonight to Lake Taylor, who is currently the number one seed in the 4A South region, 29-22 the final score. Skyhawks go down 64, beat the Titans last year by 7. Titans come up 64, beat the Skyhawks by 7 this season. Not very good numbers tonight for LC Bird quarterback Jalen Elliott. Stephen Mines doing a lot of work tonight, keeping the Skyhawks in that game. And as Coach Bedwell was interviewed by NBC 12 on the sidelines earlier on this Friday night, he said that, you know, they were just the better team that night. And they also talked about how it's a possibility now they can start a brand new winning streak. And that's a positive attitude to have. So the Skyhawks move to 4-1 on the season. What does that mean in terms of the top spot of our poll? Well, you know, I'm only one of the voters in our top 10 poll. I can't speak for all the others. I don't know how they're going to be positioned. Will LC Bird fall out of the top 10? Absolutely not. Will they fall out of the number one spot? Yes, probably so. Will they fall far? I don't think so. A 7-point loss at home to a team that could win the 4A state championship this year, quite frankly. So I don't think they're going to fall precipitously. But the problem with that is you've got 5 undefeated teams waiting for them right below them in our top 10, and they all won tonight. Hermitage, number 2 team in our top 10. Easy 38-0 win at home against Patrick Henry. Patrick Henry has now lost 10 consecutive years against Hermitage. Last time Patrick Henry beat the Panthers was on the final night of the 2005 regular season. That was also the last time Patrick Henry went unbeaten in the regular season as well. Number 3, Highland Springs, got up early on Glen Allen and pulled away without a problem. 45-3 the final there at home. Springers go to 5-0. Congratulations to them. Number 4 in our poll, Manchester, no problem whatsoever. Another big win for them tonight, as expected, against Midlothian. On the road, they pull away with ease, 51-7. Manchester is 6-0. They are the lone team in our top 10 with a record of 6-0. Will that bear any weight with the voters? Can they jump Highland Springs or can they jump Hermitage? Hard to say. Cosby comes off of their bye week, has their first road game of the year, and they beat Clover Hill easily, 40-0 the final. Cosby goes to 5-0, Clover Hill falling to 1-4, and the Titans keep pace as they look ahead to a later showdown with both Manchester and LC Bird. Number 6, Henrico. They finally got scored upon. For the first time this season, the defense allowed a touchdown, and it was to Nathan Evans and Lee Davis. And at the time, it made it a 7-7 game. But in the end, Henrico pulled away with 3 second half touchdowns, win the game 28-7. And the Henrico Warriors are 5-0 for the first time in 15 years, going back to their very successful campaign back in 1999. Congratulations to them. So the other unbeatens in our top 10 poll win. One team in our top 10 poll that also loses, other than LC Bird, getting beat by a team that is now 5-0, still unbeaten, and I suspect will enter our top 10 poll next week, the Wildcats of Armstrong. Armstrong goes to Verina tonight, and they get up 32-0, and then they hold on, and they beat Verina 46-24. And going way deep back in the record books, this is, from what we understand, the first time Armstrong has defeated Verina since the days of the Richmond Consolidation Schools back in the late 70s and 1980s, back when Armstrong was together with John F. Kennedy High School, which no longer exists, as Armstrong Kennedy. Back then, there were only three consolidated Richmond high schools with teams. It was Armstrong Kennedy, Marshall Walker, and Jefferson Huguenot Wythe. They were broken up in the late 80s, and Armstrong hasn't beaten Verina since then until tonight. 5-0, Wildcats, we salute you. 46-24 winners, and Armstrong looking tough in 3A East. They began the day in the fourth position in the 3A East region, and I did a quick check before we started our podcast tonight, and the three teams above them all won their games. Loudoun Valley beat Park View. That was yesterday. Lafayette destroyed Jamestown. And James Monroe, the three seed, beat Essex tonight 37-14. But Armstrong beat a 6A team, so they're going to get some bonus points being a 3A team beating a 6A team. How much will that help them as they were only 2 points out of the number one seed in 3A East? Remains to be seen, but Armstrong, they can keep this rolling. They can make some noise. They could definitely make some noise come 3A playoff time. We're going to keep an eye on them, and we salute and congratulate them on a job well done. Number 8, Thomas Dale defeats Prince George on the road 49-30. Eric Finney with a monster night. 19-point win for the Knights. They've won three in a row. Rebounded after that 0-2 start with three straight wins and are looking very good right now. Our game of the week on WHAN. Atlee defeats Hanover in that rivalry night. 27-20, the final score. Raiders had the lead early fourth quarter at 27-7 and seemed to be in cruise control, when suddenly they self-destructed and went through a couple-of-minute stretch where they committed four major penalties, three on a drive that allowed Hanover to basically walk down the field. Marcus Bazala, playing for the injured Clayton Cheatham, scored his second of three touchdown runs, and that put the deficit at that point to 27-13. The extra point attempt was blocked, and then Hanover got the onside kick. They recovered it, and there was a personal foul after the play on that. Hanover got the ball at the 27, and Bazala marched right in on the next play. And within 30 seconds, Hanover had scored 13 points and cut it down to 7. They got the ball back, got in Atlee territory one last time, went for it on a 4th-and-9 at the Atlee 39 with time running out, but could only get to the 34. Not enough. And Atlee put in Malik White at quarterback in the final drive, didn't pass the football, ran it, got a couple of first downs, ran out the clock, and the Raiders moved to 4-1 on the season. Hanover now falls to 3-2. They will probably fall out of 7th place in the 4A South standings, and they have to travel to Henrico next week and try to figure out that big defense of the Warriors. Lee Davis finally got a score on them tonight. Is Hanover going to be able to be successful? Will Clayton Cheatham be back at quarterback next week? How much longer will he be out? Atlee was without Ricky DeBerry tonight. Slight injury, coach told me after the game, after our postgame show on WHAN. I asked him off the air about that, and he said that Ricky could have gone tonight if they needed him, but they felt like they needed to wait and have him later and fresher in the season. Same situation with Lauren Johnson last week with Felton Davis for Highland Springs in that win over Hanover. They held him out. He could have gone if he absolutely had to, but they didn't feel like they should at that point. You want your big studs in November, not late September, early October. So shrewd moves on the part of both coaches' last name of Johnson. So in the top 10 again, number 1 falls. Number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 all stay unbeaten. Number 7 goes to 4-1. Number 8 goes to 3-2. Number 9, Verina loses. Armstrong now 5-0. Blue Devils are now 2-3. And Douglas Freeman, number 10, defeats John Marshall tonight. And they will go to 4-1 on the season as well. Freeman's lone loss to Atlee 2 weeks ago. Other finals from tonight. Meadowbrook riding the ship and doing well, something that people expected that they would do coming off the bye week after that loss to Highland Springs to go to 0-3 to start the season. People thought they would roar back. They would have to roar back if they wanted to get into the 5A South sub-regional here in the central region, where the conferences 11 and 12 put 8 teams in. And currently they were a couple of places out of that top 8. Well, they get another win tonight at Hopewell, big time, 42-14, the final. And so the Monarchs at the halfway point are 2-3. Mills Godwin wins their third straight. They are 3-2. They beat Deep Run, final score 27-15. The Wildcats are 0-5 and unfortunately going nowhere. It has been a rough last 2 years over there in Twin Hickory. Eagles trying to stake their claim in 5A South. And with Prince George losing tonight against Thomas Dale, it'll help the Godwins and the Meadowbrooks as they're trying to catch up and maybe get that eighth slot in the playoffs. Seven belongs to Douglas Freeman, by the way. A couple of points, a little over a point, I should say, ahead of Prince George, and then a point after that up in sixth place is at Lee. Other finals, Dinwiddie, four in a row now. They're 4-1, go to Petersburg. They win handily 41-12. So Dinwiddie looking good in 4A. That may move them up into the top eight of 4A South and maybe even ahead of Hanover. Coming into the game tonight, it was Hanover in seventh and Dinwiddie in 10th, and that'll certainly change. Thomas Jefferson 0-5. They lose at J.R. Tucker tonight, 28-6 the final. Tucker wins to go to 2-3. Metoaka wins to go to 2-3, 48-21 over Colonial Heights. Colonials, after a 2-0 starter, now 2-3. Monacan all over George Wythe tonight, shutting them out to go to 4-2, and they'll keep pace in 4A South. James River with a 42-14 win over Huguenot tonight to even their record at 3-3. Rapids only have four games left regular season. Private school action, Brunswick Academy beats Blessed Sacrament Huguenot 40-25. Trinity Episcopal over Bishop Sullivan 57-32. Big win for the Titans there. St. Christopher's takes it on the chin to Fork Union Military Academy, who looked like they were having a down season. But FUMA comes up with a big win today, 48-38 over the Saints in private school action. Goochland with a win tonight at Central Lunenburg, 26-13. Nottoway shuts out Amelia, 24-0. Tab defeats New Kent, 56-20. And Powhatan in 4A, a playoff contender in 4A South, they get a win over Louisa at home, 28-6 the final. There is one game on tap tomorrow in private school action. That's Paul the Sixth at Benedictine to take on the Cadets. So, before we let you go on this Friday night post-high school football wrap-up action edition of Central Region Now, let's take a quick peek ahead to next week, find out where all the teams are playing as we get one step closer to settling the playoff picture and one step closer to the postseason. Next Friday, first of all, in private school action next Friday, Booker T. Washington is going to come up to Collegiate, take on the Cougars. That is a 4 p.m. game. Later in the evening, St. Christopher's will go to Paul the Sixth, and Blessed Sacrament Huguenot will play Fuqua. A week from tomorrow, as I am recording this, on Saturday the 11th, it's Benedictine going to Bishop Ireton, and Trinity Episcopal will go to Blue Ridge. But here's the rest of the Friday night schedule for next week, week 7 overall, and here it is. John Marshall at Thomas Jefferson. They have their annual Richmond battle at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Verina goes to Atlee. Verina now 2-3 and possibly now on the outside looking in the 6A South playoff race. They divide their 16 teams up into two 8-team sub-regionals as well. Atlee, though, 4-1, looking to get their second straight win over Verina after winning at Verina in overtime last year in that thrilling game in the rain, the muck, and the mud. Atlee would like to get to 5-1 and keep pace, especially now that Bird has lost. Now they're going to root for the Manchesters to lose, the Hermitages to lose, and certainly they want to win that Highland Springs game Halloween night. Get themselves back up into the mix with a whole bunch of 9-1 teams in 5A South. But they got to take care of business. Verina is going to come in almost like a wounded animal, ready to attack because, lots of things are going to be on the line for them, even with still five games left in the season. This is a huge game for a 2-3 Verina squad, so Atlee's got to be ready. Thomas Dale, they've won 3 in a row. Meadowbrook, they've won 2 in a row, and they will collide next Friday night at Meadowbrook. That will be a fantastic game between two of the best running backs in the area, Eric Finney for the Knights, Justin Miller for the Monarchs, and number 8, Thomas Dale going up against the Monarchs, see if they can even their record at 3-3. Hanover, as we mentioned, has to go to Henrico to take on the 6th-ranked and unbeaten Warriors. Highland Springs is the next team to have to try to tangle with Armstrong. They go to Armstrong next week. It'll be 5-0 versus 5-0, and Highland Springs will try to give the Wildcats their first loss and try to figure out a way to slow down the Wildcats' offense. Meanwhile, Armstrong's going to have to put up with all the weapons that Highland Springs has as well. Two teams struggling, but one will get a win next week. Lee Davis comes to Glen Allen to take on the Jaguars, both teams at 1-4. Our game of the week on WHAN Radio next week will be a delayed broadcast on Saturday the 11th. J.R. Tucker at Patrick Henry due to Randolph-Macon football being on Friday night next week. Our game of the week will be on Saturday, a delayed broadcast at 1 p.m., but we will be heard live on HCS Media Network at HanoverCountySports.net beginning at 6:45 next Friday night. J.R. Tucker 2-3 with their win tonight. Patrick Henry 1-4. It'll be homecoming at PH. That'll be our final Patrick Henry broadcast of the season. Petersburg is at Metoka next week. Prince George is at Dinwiddie as the Generals look to get a fifth straight win. Deep Run has to go to Hermitage. Hermitage will be prohibitively favored. A huge rivalry in the West End next week. Douglas Freeman goes to Mills Godwin. Godwin wins three in a row. Now they get the number 10 ranked Rebels, who are 4-1. That should be a pretty good atmosphere next week. Cumberland will be at Amelia. Powhatan will be at Albemarle. Across the river, Midlothian, they're 0-6. They'll have to go to Byrd, who's going to try to start a new winning streak. Clover Hill will play George Wythe next week. Huguenot will take on Monacan. Hopewell will take on Colonial Heights, and a very interesting matchup next week across the river. Cosby at 5-0, number 5 in our top 10, going up against James River, who at 3-3, still fighting for a playoff spot in 6A South. Cosby right now the top seed in the South sub-region that includes Conferences 3 and 4. And then just a couple of dates looking ahead of games you want to remember. On the 17th, Hermitage has to go to Douglas Freeman. That's arguably their toughest last game of the regular season. They'll be prohibitively favored in the rest of their games. Manchester goes to Cosby the same night, October the 17th, and it could be an unbeaten battle there. Manchester versus Cosby on the 17th. And then usually people look in the final wild game of the regular season for Highland Springs Verina. But this year, I think it's going to be LC Byrd Manchester. Week 10, November 7th. Mark your calendar. It is a 7:30 kick that night at Manchester High School. And if there was ever a chance for Manchester to knock off Byrd and win a now mythical Dominion District title, that opportunity may just be now. So the highlights from this Friday night. LC Byrd's 33-game winning streak that began with the first win of the 2012 season, encompassed two state championships, comes to a close tonight at the hands of Lake Taylor, 29-22, the final score in that game. Number one falls, while numbers 2-6, all unbeatens, win tonight to advance to either 5-0 or, in the case of Manchester, 6-0. Verina gets beaten by Armstrong for the first time since the consolidation of Richmond schools ended. And the Wildcats are now 5-0 and are probably going to hit our NBC 12 WHA and Radio Top 10 poll coming up on Tuesday. In Hanover County, Atlee beats Hanover to go to 4-1. Patrick Henry and Lee Davis lose big to fall to 1-4. Henrico County teams go 6-3 this evening. Two of the three losses coming in head-to-head matchups, with Godwin beating Deep Run and Highland Springs knocking off Glen Allen. And big wins across the river tonight for James River, for the aforementioned Cosby, for the aforementioned Manchester, and for Monacan. An important win for them to move them to 4-2, and they stay up in the top four, top five of 4A South. They were the number four ranked team in 4A South coming into the action this week. All right, my friends, next edition of Central Region Now. We'll do a new podcast next week. We will give you the latest football standings with the new VHSL ratings point standings that'll come out on Monday. We'll break them all down, talk about how they affect the different teams, what we can look ahead to next week, talk about any injury news that has gone on as well. And we're also going to start turning the page and getting ready for some other sports that are getting ready to start. For example, college basketball teams were able to start some practicing today, which means Midnight Madness is just a couple of weeks away. It also means it's almost time to be talking about college hoops, to be talking about VCU and Richmond, Virginia Union, Virginia State, Randolph-Macon, and Richard Bland, and more. Not just on the men's side, but the women's side as well, as, of course, HCS Media Network has an exclusive website where we cover all of Atlantic 10 women's basketball heading up to the tournament that they hold here in the Richmond Coliseum each March. This year will be the second year that the A-10 has crowned its women's champion in the River City, and we will be there for it, and we will bring you coverage with all 14 teams all throughout the season, and our coverage will be really cranking up after A-10 Media Day here in Richmond on October the 21st. So We're going to be talking more than football here on Central Region Now in the next few weeks, and hopefully have some very special guests for you as well. All right, my friends, have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Enjoy the college action on Saturday, the NFL on Sunday. A tip of the hat from me to Randolph-Macon. Good luck to the Jackets as they have their ODAC opener down at Emory and Henry on Saturday afternoon. You can hear that game at 1 o'clock on WHAN 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. For everyone here at HCS Media Network, Rob Witham saying thanks so much for joining us. Hope you enjoyed our game of the week on the radio. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Central Region Now as we keep you posted on what's going on across RVA. Enjoy your weekend and enjoy the chilly temperatures Sunday. Nice day for a walk.
Yeah, you can be the greatest. You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can beat the war. Talk the guy, go banging on his door.
Central Region Now is an exclusive presentation of HCS Media Network, a division of HCS Media LLC. Copyright 2014, all rights reserved. In the Hall of Fame.